Merry Christmas. And we extend greetings in Christ's name. When Lowell called me, he asked me to give a little speech on Christmas 50 years ago. And you know, I can do that, and I'll say a little bit about Christmas 50 years ago. But you know, Christmas 50 years ago wasn't a whole lot different than it is today, because 50 years ago we were still talking about Jesus in the manger and so on and so forth. And it happened 50 years ago, just like it does today. But Christmas Day of 1966, which was 50 years ago, was on a Sunday morning, and the temperature that morning was 2 above in Wisconsin. And so that's one thing about 50 years ago on Christmas. Ruth and I had been married 4 years at that time, and we had 2 children. So that's some of the history of that, of 50 years ago on Christmas. We went to church that morning, just like we did this morning, and we talked about Jesus. I'm sure that we talked about Jesus some in the manger, but we also talked about Jesus, our resurrected Lord. And I really appreciate what was said already, because really that's what it's all about. It could be an Easter service per year, and it's that is what it's all about. In 1960 of that same year, that time, which would have been 6 years before 50 years ago, I came from northern Minnesota to a winter Bible school that was at Sheldon, Wisconsin. We used to have winter Bible school at Sheldon, Wisconsin for I don't know how many years it was, quite a few years. First it was a 2-week session, then it got down to a 1-week session, then Maranatha started, and then that was the end of that. Anyhow, on Christmas Day of 1960, I went to Wisconsin with Leroy Yoder to that Bible school, and I never left there for 40 years. So that's where we made our life. And so when I'm thinking about the history of 50 years ago, there's one more thing I wanted to say, is that sometime in my teenage years, and I don't remember which year it was, probably I was 18, maybe 17, the program committee asked me to give a topic one Sunday evening, and it was this same topic. Only it wasn't 50 years ago, it was the reason for the season. And so it's pretty much the same. And I didn't take any notes or keep any notes from that, so I don't know what I said then. But anyhow, the reason for the season still goes on. There's one thing that I wanted to mention. 50 years ago on Christmas, all the years that I went to school, I went to a public school. And all those years, and my class graduated in 59, and I suppose it went on after that some, but all those years we had a Christmas program at school, and it wasn't a whole lot different than the Christmas program that we have here at church. We had, there was some other things inserted in there, but we had a lot of Christian songs being sung, just like we do now, and I thought I'd tell this, maybe kind of exposing myself just a little bit. I think I was in the 5th grade, and at the Christmas program in this public school, I sang a solo, and it was Silent Night. I don't know whatever happened, because that could never happen now. But anyhow, that's just inserted in there. Okay, so much for history. In Hebrews 13, it pretty much tells the story. And I guess I'd like to read Hebrews 13. Lowell told me that this is supposed to be 10 minutes, so we'll see what he can do about that. Hebrews 13. And to me, this is the story of Jesus. A lot of it is. There are a few verses in here that are in here that probably don't pertain, and yet they do, because they do, I guess. Okay, I'd like to read this chapter, Hebrews 13, or part of it at least. Let brotherly love continue. Oh, wait a minute, there's one more thing that I had wrote down here that I didn't say. And that is, 50 years ago, there was a lot of giving of gifts and getting of gifts. And the reason I put in getting of gifts is because as a child, you like to give, but you like to get too. And I don't think about that so much anymore, but I guess I have to admit that I did then. I did want to mention that about, I don't know, I might be missing something in those notes, but that's okay. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to enter strange strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bond with them, and them that suffer adversary as being yourselves also in the body. And you know, those three verses are really, really what we ought to do at Christmas time when we think about Christmas. Marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. And this is the verse that I really thought about in this chapter. When I'm thinking about Christmas 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever, when I think about this next verse, and that's verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that wonderful? We can cling to that. It doesn't change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's Christmas, past, present, and future. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats. And what I liked about that verse was, be not carried about with divers, strange doctrine. And there's a lot of that going on in this world today, as far as Christmas goes. Let's see. Which grace, with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. It's another thought to it. We have an altar whereby they have no right to eat, and are eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose body is brought unto the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, and burnt without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the camp. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of the lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you, rather, to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom is glory forever and ever. Amen. So, I don't know if I fulfilled the program's committee's idea, but when I think of Christmas 50 years ago, Christmas today, and any time in between, let us remember about Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he came into this world to save sinners. And we're all here this morning because of that. Let's keep worshiping Jesus.